Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Hello again, I'm Fully Batibo in Doha with the headlines on Al Jazeera. Damage assessment teams from the World Health Organization are describing the situation and the destruction to hospitals in southern Gaza as unimaginable. And they say the healthcare system in Khan Yunis is broken after Israeli forces retreated from the city. In the occupied West Bank, funerals have been held for two Palestinians killed in the latest Israeli raids. Others were injured in Al-Farah refugee camp as Palestinian fighters confronted Israeli soldiers. A Red Crescent ambulance was shot at and a paramedic beaten and arrested. Other raids early on Friday morning were in Qalqiya and Al-Samu. In other news, Thailand has reinforced security along its border with Myanmar as fighting escalates between rebels and Myanmar's ruling military. Thai soldiers are on alert in the border town of Mae Sot. Thailand's foreign minister has visited the area. His government says it's willing to offer temporary shelter to 100,000 refugees from Myanmar. Many are trying to flee attacks in Karen State. Tony Cheng has more from the Thai-Myanmar border.
The real problem, say the NGOs, is the people inside Myanmar. There are 2.4 million people displaced by the current fighting. More than 10 million face food insecurity. And what those international NGOs want to see happen, particularly from Thailand, now that this border has possibly opened up a little more, is getting the opportunity to get aid inside to the people who really need it.
China and North Korea are holding their highest-level talks in 5 years aimed at increasing cooperation. The chairman of China's National People's Congress is in Pyongyang until Saturday. North Korea has been trying to strengthen ties with Beijing and Moscow as tensions grow with the United States. Authorities in southern Russia have ordered the mass evacuation of the city of Orenburg because of rising floodwaters. It's been the worst-hit region where melting snow has caused major rivers to burst their banks. In Peru, the number of deaths caused by dengue fever has risen to more than 117, has tripled to 117. Low-income areas are hardest hit by the mosquito-borne disease. The government has passed an emergency decree to curb the outbreak.
Coming up on The Take, why is the Nigerian government failing to put an end to mass kidnappings? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.